Broadcasting in HD for the best listening experience. This is CIWV FM at 98.3 FM HD1. Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Good afternoon. It is 5 o'clock, and here's what's making waves. You may have noticed lower gas prices at the pump around Metro Vancouver recently. According to Gas Buddy's daily survey of 427 gas outlets in the Lower Mainland, average prices in our city have fallen 4 cents a liter in the past week, yesterday averaging about 162.9. Across the province, the average was 162, down 1.5 cents. The good news is you can expect further price drops, Gas Buddy says. But the bad news is it may take a while. Our region is about to switch over from the more expensive summer blend to the cheaper winter blend of fuel. And the Gas Buddy analysts say by the end of the year, if things go well, prices could be 10 to 25 cents a liter lower by the time we start to get close to Christmas and the end of the year. According to Gas Buddy historical data, gas prices on September 30th in Vancouver have ranged widely over the last 5 years. And in 2022, it's not that long ago, we were paying $2.36 a liter. And today, $1.62? Sounds pretty good. And as our country marks the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, new polling is showing a clear majority of Canadians feel both governments and individuals should do more to recognize the legacy of residential schools. However, while a large majority want more action, not just by governments, but by individuals themselves, just 22% say they would learn more about Indigenous history in Canada, and 11% would attend events in person. The survey also found 59% believe there will be meaningful reconciliation between Indigenous and non-Indigenous people in their lifetime. In sports, a very important doubleheader in baseball today. The New York Mets and Atlanta Braves were the only games on tap because the regular season ended. The Mariners and the Blue Jays are done, and the wild card playoff series begin tomorrow. And so that's what today's doubleheader was all about. The Mets won the first game and clinched a spot, and the Atlanta Braves won the second game and also clinched a wild card spot, eliminating the Arizona Diamondbacks. Seattle will be hosting the second game of Monday Night Football tonight. Yes, it's a rare doubleheader in NFL football. The first game, Miami at Tennessee, and the second game down the road at Lumen Field. The Detroit Lions are in town to take on the Seahawks. BC Lions need a win in a big way. They'll be hosting Calgary Friday night at 7 o'clock at BC Place. And the Vancouver Whitecaps did clinch a playoff spot on the weekend in that tie game with Portland. They will be home to Seattle this Wednesday at 7:30. Wave weather, we're looking at mainly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 12 and a few clouds tomorrow with cloud cover lasting for much of the day and showers expected later in the afternoon. A high of 14 again tomorrow. A mix of sun and cloud on Wednesday, warming up to 17. Sunshine and 16 on Thursday, and then the rain comes back for Friday, and a mix of sun and cloud for the weekend. Another mixed bag forecast for a fall week in Vancouver. Pretty typical stuff. Right now, downtown, clouds and 14 degrees. Vancouver's coolest vibe, Wave 98.3.
must be more than I need you, more than I love you, be more than wishes and stars.
From those who went out to UBC to see Steven Sanchez when he appeared here just a few short weeks ago was, wow, was he ever worth the wait? What a voice. That's B. Moore and Paul Brown. Put it where you want it. Started things off this hour, which eventually will include great music from Boz Scaggs and Sting. There's new music from Coldplay. And there's this from David Benoit. This is Freedom at Midnight. Wave 98.3.
Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Originally done by Vancouver's Paolas, redone by, well, one of the Paolas, Alexander Boynton Jr., and the Eyes of a Stranger. Also in there, David Benoit and Freedom at Midnight. It is 5:20 on this Monday afternoon. I'm Sterling Fox. Tara Jean and I are looking forward to Project Hope, which is coming up fast. It's a week from Friday. It's a fundraiser for ALS research. The venue is the gorgeous Christ Church Cathedral in downtown Vancouver at Georgia and Burrard. Dozens of musicians are donating their time and considerable talent to this cause. Close to 24 acts will take to the stage, including the Arnsons, Doug and the Slugs, Frank Ludwig of Trooper. The list goes on and on. And I'm looking at it now on our website. Jim Burns, Candace Churchill, Billy Dixon, Crystal Dos Santos. I mean, you need to go to the website to take a look at all these people who are performing. And I expect between now and a week from Friday, that list will be expanded even more. more. Things get underway at 7 o'clock at Christ Church Cathedral on Friday, October 11th. And it's all about raising money for ALS research in the name of our broadcast colleague and good friend, Julie Brown, who was a part of our WAVE launch team back a couple of years ago when we hit the Vancouver airwaves. Julie, a veteran of Vancouver broadcasting for many, many years. Terrific person, diagnosed recently with ALS. So her friends in the music biz and on the radio have decided, let's get together and celebrate, Julie, and raise some dough for ALS research. The venue, Christ Church Cathedral, the date, Friday, October 11th. We'd love to see you there. There are still tickets available. All the details at wave983.fm.
Experience all the greatest hits of Andrew Lloyd Webber in Music of the Night, the concert tour. This celebrated national tour features iconic songs from 10 of Andrew Lloyd Webber's incredible musicals, including Phantom of the Opera, Evita, Cats, Jesus Christ Superstar, and more. Coming to the Lower Mainland this October with stops in Vancouver, Surrey, New West, Delta, and the Fraser Valley. Tickets are selling fast, so don't wait. Get your tickets today at musicofthenight.live.
522 could see some rain tomorrow. It's like cloud cover is looking a little threatening, isn't it? Tonight's low 12, tomorrow's high 14. And that's where we are right now, 14 in Vancouver. Here's Boz Skaggs on the way.
One day you may find true love that will last forever. A lifetime wishing on together. You never thought she'd say goodbye.
That is the great Dave Koz and a really cool tune called The Closer We Get. And also in there, Heart of Mine from Boz Scaggs. It is exactly 5:30 on the west coast of Canada. And here's new music. This is Coldplay's Feels Like I'm Falling in Love. Wave 98.3.
I know that this could hurt me bad. I know that this could feel like that. But I just can't stop. Defenses drop. I know that I was born to kill any angel on my windowsill, but it's so dark inside. I throw the windows wide. I know, la la. We pretend.
just let it be what it is. When you love somebody, really love somebody, yeah, you gotta love somebody. Somebody's gonna be loving you. We spent so long just playing games, but love is not by any other name. So let's not waste even one moment. Just say the word and we'll turn out the light. When you love somebody, really love somebody, yeah, you gotta love somebody. Somebody's gonna be loving you. Somebody, really love somebody. Hey, you gotta love somebody. Somebody's gonna be loving you.
Be your window to the wonders of the West Coast. Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
98.3, that is Unum, and a really good tune called Street Life. Also in there, Chris Smith and When You Love Somebody, and a brand new song from Coldplay. It's only been out a couple of weeks. Feels like I'm falling in love. Pretty much a hit song, too, already. It's 5:42. Sarah McLachlan, Tom Cochran, and Jim Cuddy and Greg Keeler from Blue Rodeo were in Massey Hall over the weekend to be inducted into the Canadian Songwriters Hall of Fame Saturday night. Sarah McLachlan made a speech in which she said, "Writing is often a lonely, isolating business, but for me, it's also extremely cathartic." Tom Cochran took the stage and also acknowledged that songwriting steals precious years away from the people around its creators and thanked his daughters for their patience with him. All of the inductees' famous tunes punctuated an evening show, fans dancing from their seats as Sam Roberts, Metric, and Lights joined others in tributes that, was pretty emotional stuff and played great songs from Sarah McLachlan, Tom Cochran, and Jim Cuddy and Greg Keeler. A fine evening enjoyed by all, and our congratulations to all of those deserving, wonderful Canadian songwriters.
Fall festivities are here.
Gobble up the savings and clean up with Coit.
And save up to 35% now on carpet cleaning, upholstery, tile and grout, and color seal, air duct cleaning, wood and area rug cleaning.
Save 25% on one service, 30% off the second service, and 35% off the third service.
Before the company arrives.
Call 1-800-4COIT. That's FORCOIT.
Or order online at coit.ca. Also serving Nanaimo.
Get ready to kick back and soak up the vibes, because Craft Beer Week is back for more laid-back fun. November 1st to November 15th. Take part in 2 weeks of easygoing celebration, highlighting craft breweries around the North Shore. And on November 15th, cap off the festivities with a wrap-up party at the Pipe Shop. Get your tickets early. Grab your friends and mark your calendars for Craft Beer Week, November 1st to November 15th on Vancouver's North Shore. Enjoy responsibly. Must be legal drinking age.
It's 5:44, wave weather calling for some clouds in the low of 12 tonight. Showers very possible tomorrow, high of 14. A mix of sun and cloud Wednesday, sunshine Thursday, and rain on Friday. Oh, well, it's a mixed bag. It's Vancouver, first weeks of fall. It's definitely Vancouver weather. It's 13 right here at 5:55 West Georgia right now, as we get back to wonderful music from Sting. And She Walks This Earth on the way.
Flower in the garden, she's bobbing in the sunlight and flirting with her eyes. And when she walks by, I see a wave of color moving like an angel trailing butterflies. Emotion. This
altered by your name. I'm lucky yours and hers aren't similar in any way. But you're an undertone still if she listens. You're on the tip of my tongue when we're kissing. And my conscience is flooded. But I don't think much of it. It's subconscious and sudden. So I don't let it mean anything. I don't miss you, I just fantasize about you being someone who loves me. It's not fair to anybody, but I just can't get you off of my mind. I don't miss you, I just fantasize about you being someone who loves me. I can't help it how I dream as if you painted on the back of my eyes. I don't miss you, I just think about you all the time. I just think about you all the time. I can't say that I expected just how many moments where we'd still be so connected. You sneak up on my imagination in the worst possible situations. And my conscience is flooded. But I don't think much of it. Inside him, so I don't let it mean anything. I don't miss you, I just fantasize about you being someone who loves me. It's not fair to anybody, but I just can't get you off of my think about you all the time. I just think about you all the time. I don't miss you, I just fantasize about you being someone who loves me. It's not fair to anybody, but I just can't get you off of my mind. Think about you all the time. I just think about you all the time. I don't miss you, I just think about you all the time. I just think about you all the time.
Wave 98.3, I don't miss you, honest. I just think about you all the time. What a great song, J.P. Sachs, along with She Walks This Earth from Sting. It is 5:52, Gary James, all set to roll out another week of terrific music on this Monday evening. He'll, of course, Gary and I are big Seahawks fans, so he'll be having one eye on the TV and the rest of it on the music. And man, he's got a terrific lineup, all set to go. After a couple more from me, if you don't mind, including this from Michael Jackson and Justin Timberlake. Love never felt so good. Wait, 98.3. Let me see you move.
Thank you. Wave 98.3 is CIWV-FM at 98.3 FM, Vancouver. Available on mobile devices and online at wave98.3.fm.